Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
I'm chatting with Frikkie de Bruin, General Secretary, Public Service Coordinating Bargaining Council. Frikkie, I appreciate the time. Currently negotiations going on between public servants and the government over pay increases. I think it's for April. We'll confirm dates in a moment. But a comment from the Finance Minister last week mentioning 4.7, which has now been said is a legal offer that now stands. Talk us through what happened and the opinion of yourselves in that regard.
Yes, there has been some confusion over the last few days since the statement by the Minister of Finance in terms of what he was said and what was the implications. Mm-hmm. I think first of all we need to put into context what the minister said in the press briefing. And if I get the quotes correctly from the different newspapers, the minister mentioned that in the facilitation process there was a request or an offer from Labour for a 4.7% salary increase. And then like an incremental increase of 1.3% throughout the financial year, which would have brought us back at a 6% salary increase at the end of that financial year, mm-hmm. which is 100% correct. And that was the offer, that was the discussion that was made. And again, in terms of facilitation, that's exactly the type of issues that you discuss when you facilitate and you get into a facilitation process. One, it's without prejudice. And two, it's a brainstorming. Yeah. And it's different scenarios that have been placed on the table for people to look at to see this is what is in the budget. How can we push it around to see if we can make it work? And the minister is correct. That was one of the offers that was tabled, but that was an offer that government rejected, or a proposal that government rejected, saying that it's not affordable. And the carry-through effect of that is just too high for government to maintain in the outer years in terms of the budget provisions. And that is what the minister rejected, and that is what he said. What is not being rejected is that the current offer from the minister through the DPSA and the negotiating team of government is 4.7, which is the salary increment which government, or the offer that government has made to Labour. And that is the offer that Labour is currently taking out, and they're currently being or seeking a mandate on from their members.
And Labour, this is public service union, and this is, 1.3 million public servants, and it's everything from nurses to office workers, teachers, South African Police Service. It's a significant number of people.
Yes, absolutely. No, it's a big number, and you're correct, it covers all of the different occupational classes within the public service, from your university qualified type of mm-hmm. Teachers, etc., straight through to your gardener and your messenger. So it's a big group of people, but it's also a big diverse group of people that you try to cover within one negotiation process, and that sometimes makes the facilitation and the negotiations difficult because people earn at different levels, and you need to also compensate on different levels. And the other thing that I think sometimes people don't realize is what the monetary effect is. Mm-hmm. For government to move 1% within salary negotiations, that literally works out into billions of rands. It's not like the garden or the takeaway shop on the corner where the employer comes in and says, yeah, I can give you all 500 rand, and he gives everybody 500 rand. When government moves 100 rand, it's hundreds of millions. That is the implication of the move. So yes, it is very complex and it's very difficult in this environment.
What is deadline for successful negotiations? Is this running with the government's financial year, which is April?
Yeah, no, it's running with the budgetary process, mm-hmm. And this is the financial increment for public servants from the 1st of April 2025, which is the next cycle. So the minister only has to make a pronouncement in his February budget when he opens open parliament and he makes his annual announcement. That's the time frame that we have to finalize the process, which is good. That is also negative because you also don't want to have too much time, but that is the time frame that we have to work with.
And is this, as you said, it's from 1st of April 2025. Is this a negotiation for a one-year increase, or as in the past where we've actually seen negotiations that covered multiple years?
Look, the employer has tabled a multi-year proposal, and the employer is seeking to have at least a three-year agreement to come out. Labour has opted for both options. Labour said that if you are willing to negotiate with us the outer years of a multi-term agreement, we are prepared to look at that. Which at this point, Labour says, if you want us to look at a multi-year agreement, we're going to look at a CPI plus. And government says we prefer to have a multi-year, but on CPI because of the affordability. So it is something that's currently being looked at by both parties. And I think at the end of the day, a multi-term agreement would be a better option, not only for government, but also for unions and also for the employees.
Yeah, my sense is that gives certainty to both parties, both Labour and government. If you've got that multi-year, it means we're not all back at the negotiating table in a year's time.
Absolutely. And you know what? And this is also very important for people to also keep in the back of their minds, is that wage negotiations is a very emotional process.
Yeah.
And public servants really go through a very emotional process in terms of the whole when we start with negotiations. And as the bargaining council, we get that firsthand, because people will call you with their challenges and their problems, wanting you to influence the outcomes and the negotiations. And then you realize. So obviously, a multi-term year agreement will actually alleviate that as well. And it will put people at ease over a longer period of time.
As the bargaining council, you're almost in a sense you're the arbitrator. You're not taking sides. You're facilitating that process very much. And you've mentioned a couple of times now, it is an emotional process. It's also, in the case of government, a potentially expensive process. You're really there to facilitate and help the two parties kind of ultimately see eye to eye and find a deal that they both feel comfortable with.
No, absolutely. That is the main objective for us, is to make sure that we try and get people together, trying to get people into an agreement, trying to make sure that we don't get into labor unrest. We try to keep stability within the state, to try and get these people to agree. Difficult at times, very difficult, but yeah, that is the main aim of the bargaining council.
Yeah, it is difficult. It absolutely. Hats off to you and your colleagues. It's not an easy place, but somebody needs to be doing it, because my sense is it kind of like smooths that process. We leave it there. That's Vicky DeBrain, General Secretary, Public Service Coordinating Bargaining Council. Appreciate the time.
Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.